理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 12 Aunt Polly Studies Medicine. Now Tom had something else to worry about, other than Indian Joe. It seemed that Becky Thatcher had become ill. Tom was afraid that it might be very serious. He became very much unlike himself. He didn't want to do anything except think about Becky. This worried his aunt. She wanted to make him feel better, so she started reading books about keeping healthy. These books offered all kinds of advice, such as what you should and shouldn't eat, drink, and wear. She was so worried about Tom's health that she was willing to try anything and everything the book suggested. So, one morning, she pulled Tom out of bed and took him into the garden and poured cold water over his head. Then she put him back into bed and covered him up with a lot of blankets. This, of course, didn't improve the situation, so she tried other things, like giving him less food and making him stay in bed longer. Then she tried a new medicine called painkiller. When she gave it to Tom, it seemed like she'd started a fire in his mouth. He yelled and jumped up and down. She thought this might be a good thing, so she started to give him painkiller every day. Of course, all of her attempts at helping Tom only made him feel worse. He wished that she would stop trying to make him feel better. He knew that he couldn't continue to take the painkiller anymore. So, when his aunt wasn't looking, he started putting the medicine in a hole in the floor, instead of in his mouth. Now she could give him as much painkiller as she wanted. He even told her that he liked it. This made his aunt very happy. One day, as Tom was putting the painkiller in the hole in the floor, Peter the cat came into his room to visit. Peter became very interested in what Tom was doing. He started to smell the hole in the floor, and it seemed to Tom that he wanted to try the painkiller.
"I don't know, Peter. I'm not so sure you'd like this."
Peter didn't seem to believe Tom, because he kept smelling around the hole in the floor.
"Well, okay, if you want to try it, I guess I can let you. But don't get angry with me if you don't like it."
So he fed Peter some of the medicine. The cat went absolutely crazy. He screamed loudly and ran all round the room, jumping from bed to chair, to table, to dresser, and back to the bed again. Then he jumped to the ground and rolled around on his back like a drunken man. He continued to do this until Aunt Polly came running into the room. Then he jumped to his feet and ran screaming out the window. Tom couldn't stop laughing. This was one of the funniest things he'd seen since the dog in church. "Now what is wrong with that cat, Tom?"
"Oh, he's just excited, Auntie. You know how cats are."
But Tom had forgotten to cover the hole where he put the painkiller, and his aunt saw it now. She quickly became angry and started hitting Tom. "You terrible boy! How can you give that to a cat?"
"I'm sorry, Auntie. I just wanted the cat to feel like someone cared about him, like you cared about me."
"What do you mean?"
"He doesn't have an aunt who gives him medicine that hurts his mouth. So maybe he doesn't feel anyone cares about him."
This made Aunt Polly think for a moment. She suddenly realized how painful the painkiller might be for Tom. She took Tom's hand and said, "I'm sorry, Tom. I just wanted you to feel better."
"And I was trying to do the same for Peter. It looks like it worked. He was more active a few minutes ago than I've seen him be all year.
All right now, Tom. You be a good boy and get going to school. Tom had been going to school early every day since Becky became ill. Today, as he waited at the front gate, hoping she might come, he saw Jeff Thatcher come walking by the school. Tom became excited, but soon fell back into sadness when he realized that Jeff was alone. He gave up and went inside, feeling terrible. Then, suddenly he noticed out of the corner of his eye, a dress came walking into the classroom, just before the teacher was about to begin. It was Becky. Tom almost jumped out of his seat with excitement. He immediately became his old self again and started playing and joking with the other students. He did his usual tricks to try to get Becky to look at him, but she never did. He did everything he could to get her attention. He stole a boy's hat, walked on his hands again, and finally fell right at Becky's feet. But she just turned and looked the other way, pretending she never saw him. This made Tom's heart weak again. He picked himself up off the ground and, with his head down, slowly walked away.